And we're live. It's my podcast that I can do as many as I want to, as many as I want to, as many as I want to. Today's topic is about unlearning certain behaviors and how my awakening with God helped me sharpen my gifts because of those former belief patterns that I had. I began thinking this morning about my former behavior of how I used to show up. And one of the ways that I used to show up unconscious of that behavior, that it was unhealthy. And that was not needing to fix everything. I know that was a learned behavior growing up. I can remember talking with a family member, and they were sharing with me about my future as a young girl. And their advice to me about my future was so fearful. Their advice to me about my future was rooted in so much fear. If you don't do this, you're going to turn out like so-and-so, who was a bum, who had all these kids and can't afford to support herself, and a low life. A lot of their experiences and their advice from that perspective was rooted in so much fear. And this particular person that they use as an example literally lived close to us. So I saw that every day, that particular person, every day. And that seed was planted of fear. I also had an experience growing up whereby it made me feel that I had to take care of myself, because the agreement that I made was the person or the people in my life that you would think you should be able to relax, as in be a kid, so to speak. There was a seed that was planted there that I could not rely on them in the aspect of emotional stability. And so because of that, I picked up these survival skills to figure things out on my own. And in figuring these things out on my own, I didn't allow myself, those experiences that I just mentioned to you, I didn't allow myself to relax. Relax was not even in the vocabulary. My outer surface, and also the inner surface, the parts of me that were was kind, caring, compassionate, open, sensitive, loving, jovial, silly, musically talented, beautiful, just a lovely person. I knew that that was me. Oh, those were the attributes, not me. That wasn't me, but those were my characteristics. My natural authentic self was jaded by the underlying belief patterns of you have to fix everything rooted in fear, right? And these were learned behaviors that I was not fully aware of. That was a hindrance. It was just a learned and a learned behavior in order to maneuver through life. I have come to the awareness with the Lord in my encounter that I have had with God, and just growing through that state of now being awakened to knowing that's not serving you. That isn't who you are. One of the things that I have learned on this journey is to walk that particular behavior out. The behavior of feeling that I have to hurry up and fix something. Because if I don't fix something, then it's disaster's going to happen. I had to unlearn that behavior. And that was a challenging behavior, because that was how I understood of how I, arrived where I arrived. That was how I got through school. That was how I protected myself. Those were the tools that I used, and they seemed to work. They seemed to work. And I recognized that although they seemed, quote unquote, to work, they were a heavy, heavy load that I was carrying, because I was trying to upkeep it. I was fixing things that didn't need to be fixed. I was carrying things that I did not have to carry. But I thought that I did. So I was piling on things inside of my heart, carrying other things that I was not wired to carry. And so I've learned, in my own buffering, as God begins speaking the truth about me, and as God reveals the truth about you, that you will recognize where those traits came from, what you feel you might have to carry that you don't, because you don't. And it is a matter of you trusting that what you are carrying is too heavy. We have amazing survival skills. We learned it from our ancestors. We learned it from our ancestors of how to survive. But things are shifting. People are dying. Mental illness is running rampant. And this is not the answer for every problem, but I recognize that a lot of our mental illness, a lot of our emotional instability, a lot of our fear and trauma is related to learned behavior and how we think we have to show up. It's infiltrated in social media. It's infiltrated in our family line. It's infiltrated in our system, our school systems. Fear, survival, and put a Band-Aid on top. Fear, survival, and put a topical thing to cold that aching feeling. And it becomes a cycle over and over again. And the systems just doesn't change. The outer systems, the governmental systems, doesn't quite change. Because I believe that the whole point is it for it not to. So that you can believe that you are powerless. So that you can believe that you don't have the power to break free from those cycles. And I have been afforded the amazing opportunity to awaken to the truth. I have learned on this journey with the divine, with the ultimate source that radiates within me. I have learned by the power of God, by listening, by discerning, recognizing that this stuff is too heavy for me to carry. You have to get to that point. I get many of times my clients will ask me in our coaching session, how do I get rid of it? How does it change? That one word is, you have to decide. That's it. Decide. Decide. That's your power. And if you're like me, it has to get to the point whereby it becomes too heavy for you to carry. Where the pain in you carrying it doesn't serve you in any way or any manner anymore. And when you are ready to release it and let it go, because you just know that you can't hold on to it anymore. That's the level that most people would have to be at to recognize, wait a minute. In essence, I don't care if this house does crumble. I can't be the one to hold it up. That's where I was in my life. And I was ready to just to let it go. And in that, that's when the Spirit of God spoke to me. Because I had made room for clarity. I had made room for truth. I had made room for freedom. I had made room to take the steps and to allow the Lord to be Lord over my life. And I had to let go of my need to fix everything when God said, I didn't tell you to do that. I didn't say act like that. I didn't say show up like that. Just things that you learn through life and through listening to the Holy Spirit. You gotta listen. You gotta feel. You gotta stay connected to your body. You gotta know yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest where you are. I don't know where this notion came from that you had to be perfect, or I had to be perfect to talk to God. That I couldn't tell God all about my weaknesses and I couldn't confess that. Which is totally not true. Totally inaccurate. How can I develop a relationship with the divine source who truly loves me, but how can I accept that truth if I am not willing to reveal my own scars, if I'm not willing to reveal what I feel I can't handle, if I'm not willing to reveal, how can I trust something greater than myself if I feel that I am holding on to something because I feel that I have to be the great one? Pride, ego. How can I? These are skill sets that I built through life, and it tore me down. It was meant for me to let it go so that I can break free, be my authentic, true self, so that I can be in alignment, so that I can live a life with ease and peace and joy and grace. It doesn't negate challenges or things or curveballs, no. But even in those curveballs, they're always there to mend and mold you to be your best self. To be in alignment with how God sees you. This is my message. So, I have learned to be still. And it takes time. And my biggest challenge was with my family. Because I love them so much. But they're not mine. They don't belong to me. They don't. They belong to God. I love them dearly. And I have learned when to discern to say something. I have learned when to allow the chips to fall where they may. Because sometimes you can be a hindrance to allowing them to grow and trusting God in their life, just like God is in your life. Talking to me. Just like God speaks to me, the same God speaks to them. And their walk is their walk. And even though we're family and we love each other, even though we're connected, even though I birthed these babies, even though the love is real, everybody still has their path that they need to go on. And yes, we need love and community and connection to help us guide through those paths, of course, and to be a light, of course. But it's not your responsibility to be someone's savior. In the essence of, if I don't do it, it won't get done, from a place of fear. Now, there is a assignment that we are called to. God has, you know, yes, we are called to help each other. Yes, we are called to help, you know, sharpen each other. Yes, we're called to call each other out on the carpet. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am coming from the standpoint of not listening. You gotta listen. Listen when it's saying, be quiet, be still. Listen when it's saying, I think you should talk to that person. Listening, leaning in with kindness. Leaning in with kindness. You got to lean in with kindness. It is everything. You have to lean into that. Lean in with kindness. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people that you love. Be kind to others. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody, even in your own household, even in your marriage, in your relationship, in your partnership, in your parenting, in your friendships, in that you have to, the ultimate thing here is to trust the divine that is working in you. Trust that. Let's just start with that. Trust that. Start with that alone. Start with that alone, learning how to care for yourself, learning how to nurture yourself, learning how to listen, being still, being gentle with yourself when you have moments of weaknesses, being honest, being vulnerable with you. Yeah. And I've been able to see the people that I love through compassion, but not feeling that I have to fix everything for them. Leaning back and trusting. And also leaning in to help. And leaning in with trust. It's a dance. And it's not a perfect one. But a level of mindfulness. We all need each other, whether if you believe it or not. And my message is just to nurture the healthy part of you, the balance, to balance yourself out, to be in alignment with God and going with that flow. Write me back. Let me know if any of this has helped you in any way. You can share this with the next person if you believe that they could hear this. You know, we all need the message spread. Spread of healing. Spread of wholeness. You can never get enough of that. Thanks for tuning in. If you would like one-on-one coaching to help you identify your subconscious blocks within yourself so that you can be in alignment, I have a deep dive 6-month coaching program where you meet with me twice a month virtually. And we dive deep and get into the steps of where you are authentically so that you can be in alignment. If you aren't happy knowing it, in a sense of what I mean happy, I mean in a sense of you knowing your spirit that something needs to shift inside of you. You don't quite know how to help identify that. That's what I help clients do. And at the end of the 6-month coach, my coaching program, it's all about setting your intentions of you knowing the power that is working within you to be everything that you are called to be and to be in alignment with that truth and to dismantle anything that is in the way of that. That's what I do 6 months working with me. So if that's, sounds like something that you'd be interested in, you're ready to make that investment, you can definitely hop on a discovery call with me, but I'll go ahead and leave the link at the bottom. That's all I have, you guys. Let me know if any of this resonates with you or what spoke to you in this podcast session. And that's all I got. Tune in next time. Bye.